Okay, so there's a very important discussion in the Paiskim regarding the mitzvah of making Kiddush at the onset of Shabbos. According to the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch and in Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph in our Chaim, the mitzvah to recite Kiddush at its core is Deraisa, at least on Friday night. That means the mitzvah to bring in Shabbos, the mitzvah to make Kiddush at the onset of Shabbos, is a mitzvah Deraisa. However, we paskin like the opinion of Taisvis that you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah Deraisa of Kiddush by merely saying words that praise Shabbos, that are Mekadosh Shabbos. The halacha to specifically have Kiddush recited on wine is only Drabana. So with words itself, you're Mekadosh with the mitzvah Deraisa of Kiddush, but Chazal instituted that that mitzvah of Kiddush specifically get fulfilled on a cup of wine. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Magen Avraham, the beginning of Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, that technically when a person davens Mariv with that Shemona Esrei itself, he fulfills the mitzvah of Kiddush Midaraisa because he said words of Shevach. He praised Shabbos and said words about the onset and sanctification of Shabbos. And therefore, he was mekayim the mitzvah Deraisa of Kiddush. And that which he then subsequently makes Kiddush upon returning home on a cup of wine is only Midrabanan. Now, the truth is that not everyone agrees. The Mishnah Berurah himself has issues with this. He says, number one, the Gemara says in Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin that it's essential that you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim when you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. And he says that in Shemona Esrei, you don't seem to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how could you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush merely by reciting Shemona Esrei during Mariv of Leil Shabbos? Mishnah Berurah has a couple of suggestions. A, maybe that Gemara is just an asmachta ba'alma, that halacha that you need the mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not really essential for Kiddush. Or maybe we rely on the fact that during the brach of Gaal Yisrael, prior to the onset of Shemona Esrei, you do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that is adequate to have that zechira of Yetzias Mitzrayim in your mitzvah of Kiddush. But be that as it may, that is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah has issues with it. The Mishnah Berurah also mentions the fact that most people, when they say Shemona Esrei during Mariv, don't have intent to mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush. And ostensibly, you need to have kavana, an intent, when you're mekayim a mitzvah deraisa, and therefore, you should not fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush just by virtue of the fact that you didn't have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah when you said Mariv. But be that as it may, that is an opinion of the Magen Avraham. And generally, the Mishnah Berurah says that at least in some cases, we could take that into consideration, halacha l'maisa. For instance, says the Mishnah Berurah, if a person, let's say, wants to hear Kiddush or have in his family Kiddush recited by a bar mitzvah boy, a boy who's over bar mitzvah, but is a young boy who doesn't yet have a beard or facial hair, and the question is, can he make Kiddush on behalf of the family if he's just a bar mitzvah boy? So the general rule in halacha is as follows. The general rule is that in order for you to be considered a full-fledged bar mitzvah boy that has the ability to be mitzi other people in Kiddush and other mitzvahs and in other recitations, we generally require two things. Number one, you have to have shanim, you have to be of 13 years of age. And number two, you have to have shtei sars, you have to have two hairs. And if you don't have these two qualifications, you're not a bar mitzvah boy in halacha. So generally, we don't need to check that the person has shtei saris, that he has simonim, in addition to being 13 years of age, because we rely on a chazaka that most children who reach the age of bar mitzvah have two hairs, shtei saris, and they are considered full-fledged bar mitzvah bachrim because there's an assumption that they had simonim as well. However, the general policy is that we only rely on this chazaka, that if a boy reached 13 years of age, he probably also has two hairs down below and therefore is a full-fledged gadol. We only generally rely on that when regarding mitzvah d'rabbanan, relying on the child with respect to a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But when it comes to halachas that are d'oraisa halachas, then the general policy is, and it's a gemara really, Maseches Nida Daf Mem Vav, we don't rely on this chazaka. And you need to actually verify that he's a full-fledged bar mitzvah boy, both in terms of his age and in terms of his simanim. And therefore, a bar mitzvah boy generally should have an issue being moitzi others in Kiddush, when it's Friday night Kiddush, which ostensibly is a mitzvah deraisa, says the Mishnah Berurah, since we have this opinion of the Magen Avraham and some other achrei, that midaraisa, you already fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush during Maariv, when you mentioned during Shemona Esrei the praise of Shabbos, and that which you return home and make Kiddush on wine is only the Rabbanon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, based on this opinion of the Magen Avraham, we could rely on a child that's over bar mitzvah being mitzias in Kiddush on Friday night. Because even though generally when it comes to mitzvahs deraisa, we can't rely on chazaka derava, we can't rely on the bar mitzvah boy and assume that he has two hairs. Nevertheless, in this case, where even the adult, even you who are hearing Kiddush from him, fulfilled already your mitzvah deraisa with Friday night Shemona Esrei, now you're only chayiv derabanan to hear Kiddush on wine, then you could rely on the chazaka that the child who reached the age of bar mitzvah also has simanim. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, that at least as it relates to relying on a bar mitzvah boy, you could rely on the opinion of the Magen Avraham and have Kiddush recited on behalf of the regular adult from the bar mitzvah boy based on this chazaka. Now, the truth is that if, let's say, someone was sick and didn't daven Maariv, or you have women who are chayiv in Kiddush daraisa who didn't yet hear Kiddush, they should not be hearing Kiddush from the bar mitzvah boy, because they certainly are still chayiv in Kiddush deraisa because they didn't fulfill their mandate through Maariv. And therefore, it would be a problem relying on Chazaka deRava if they're hearing Kiddush from the bar mitzvah boy. Be that as it may, this is the Kiddush of the Magen Avraham. Now, continues the Mishnah Berurah and says that we could extend this Kiddush and even apply the mitzvah of Kiddush to a more novel scenario of a person mentioning Shabbos. And says the Mishnah Berurah that Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that even by merely saying to a person good Shabbos can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Doraisa. Just saying good Shabbos alone is adequate as a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush Doraisa, because you're mentioning Shabbos in words. And that which you then say Kiddush al hayayin on the cup of wine is only drabbanon. Now the truth is that the Achrayim have issues with this Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Well, first of all, when I say good Shabbos to you, am I not just wishing you to have a good Shabbos? I'm not praising Shabbos. I'm not being Mekadosh Shabbos. I'm not saying words of Shevach and praise about the concept of Shabbos. So it's a little bit hard to accept that this is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush Doraisa. But this is the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. And based on this Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shlomo Zalman has the following Chumrah Lahalacha. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if a person, let's say, meets his friend, and it's late Friday afternoon, and he hasn't yet davened mincha, but you see him and it's after plag hamincha, after plag, and technically it's a zman that you already could accept Shabbos, had you wanted, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you shouldn't say good Shabbos to a person. You shouldn't say good Shabbos to a person, because once you say good Shabbos to a person and it's after Plag HaMincha, which is a suitable time for Kabbalah Shabbos, perhaps we should be choshish for Rabbi Kiva Eger that maybe inadvertently you were Mekabel Shabbos when you said good Shabbos. And now you can't daven Mincha of the weekday anymore, because once you're Mekabel Shabbos, you can't daven the weekday Mincha. So if you didn't get daven Mincha and it's after Plag, you should make sure to say good and Erev Shabbos, not good in Shabbos, because if you say good Shabbos, potentially you have already accepted Shabbos in the viewpoint of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and a person therefore should try to refrain from saying good Shabbos if he hasn't yet daven mincha, because that's a possible Kabbalah Shabbos according to the view of Rabbi Kiva Eger, which would then negate his ability to then say mincha of the weekday. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Moshe Sternbach says that this Chumra of Rav Shlomo Zalman isn't necessarily accepted lalacha, but if possible and if feasible, a person should try to abide by it and try to say on Erev Shabbos, a guten Erev Shabbos, instead of saying a guten Shabbos, at least if it's already after Plag when it's a suitable time for Kabbalah Shabbos.